Opposing View, fueled by Gatorade. I'm Tori Petri. Every week we talk to a reporter who covers the opposing team, and this week that is the Carolina Panthers. So we are talking to Panthers.com's Max Hinson. Max, thanks so much for joining us.
You got it. Good to be here.
Of course. All right, let's get down to talking about this team. Obviously, a huge win over the Patriots in Foxborough last week. What's the mood around this team after that win?
It's been pretty good around here. Everybody obviously very excited about going to Foxborough and getting that victory. Look, regardless of what's going on with the Patriots, going to that place and coming home with a W means a lot with what the success that they've had, Brady and Belichick. And for this Panthers team, even though they were 2-1 going into that game, it certainly didn't feel that way around the team. A lot of concern about Cam Newton and coming off that shoulder surgery and the state of the offense. But to hang 33 points on the Patriots and win it in such dramatic fashion, certainly the spirit has been lifted around here, and now everybody's wondering, is this going to be a springboard to a run of success for this Panthers team?
Yeah, there was quite a difference between the Saints game the week before and that Patriots game. So what changed for this team in between those 2 weeks?
I mean, really, it was Cam. It was Cam that was the biggest change. And, you know, through the first 3 weeks of the season, the offense was kind of sputtering, and Cam, they were limiting his running. And as I said, coming off the shoulder, the timing and rhythm really hadn't been there. But before that Patriots game, it was his best week of practice. He was able to practice fully for the most part. He hadn't had that the week prior against the Saints. And it really showed against New England kind of what that week of practice did for him. And obviously at a certain point in the game, he was completing 85% of his passes. So by far the most dialed in he's been. And yeah, so really when it comes to this Panthers team, it's always going to be the difference maker is the quarterback, and Cam certainly played to the level that we really hadn't seen him play in quite some time, and really everybody needs to see that again.
So this team goes as Cam Newton goes, but how about the defense? What role have they played in these first few games?
Yeah, first two games of the season, Carolina's defense was phenomenal. They didn't allow a touchdown in the first two games. Then the following 2 weeks, they go up against Drew Brees and Tom Brady. So you certainly expected a little bit more of a challenge from those two offenses. Both of those offenses put up some more points in this Carolina defense. But they feel pretty good about what they've done through the first quarter of the season. They're getting some tremendous play from Julius Peppers, who's still at 37 years old, is coming off Defensive Player of the Week honors. They've got a great front seven and a secondary that's banged up right now, but they feel like if they can start getting some takeaways, that'll be the key. They've gone 2 weeks without forcing a takeaway. Certainly against Matt Stafford and the Lions, that's going to be a point of emphasis to try to get those takeaways, which, as they always say, come in bunches because it's been a drought for Carolina right now.
So what version of this team do you think we can expect at Ford Field this weekend?
I mean, you're getting a team right now that obviously is coming off a huge win, and one that it feels like can, as I said, be that kind of catalyst-type win. But they know that only exists if they carry it over to the next week. It's such a week-to-week deal here in this business. Everybody understands that and knows that. So coming off that big win against the Patriots, it's now, how do they follow that up? What's the follow-up act? And really, as I said, it will be interesting to see if Cam can take what he did in New England on the road once again and bring that to Detroit.
All right, well, thank you so much, Max, for the insight. We look forward to having you guys here in Detroit.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
That's Panthers.com's Max Hinson. For DetroitLions.com, I'm Tori Petri.